Our gospel lesson this morning is another story following Jesus' rise on Easter morning. It's from Luke chapter 22. Listen for God's holy word. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how our chief priests and the leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some of the women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and they did not find his body there. They came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in and stayed with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, "Lord, the Lord has risen indeed, and he appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord remains forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Oh, people of God, this is my favorite story in Scripture. This is my favorite story, the road to Emmaus. Two of Jesus' disciples on the road to Emmaus on Easter Day. A few weeks ago, we had the story of Jesus appearing to his disciples on Easter evening, right? And the week before that was Easter, and we had the story of Jesus rising from the dead and appearing to Mary in the garden. And we wondered at Wednesday evening Bible study, where was Jesus during the day? Where was Jesus during the day? And here Luke tells us Jesus was on the road to Emmaus with two of his disciples. Why is this story my favorite story in Scripture? Part of the reason is because my parents had a print of a painting of Jesus and his two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. We had a print of this painting in our family's living room. And all through my life growing up in my parents' home, I saw this painting of Jesus and his two disciples walking on a stone road under beautiful trees. And there, small in the foreground of the painting, is Jesus and his two disciples. And with one hand, Jesus is gesturing to himself. And with the other hand, Jesus is pointing upwards towards heaven. And so as the story goes, there Jesus was with his disciples explaining the scriptures, explaining himself, explaining why it was that he would have to die and rise again. So part of the reason why I love this story is because every day of my life I saw it in picture form, and my parents, by putting that picture in my life, gave me an opportunity to contemplate this conversation and this scene of Jesus walking with his disciples. But the reason, the more deep reason why this is one of my favorite stories is because I can't find people in Scripture who I relate more to than Cleopas and the other disciple, these two disciples on their way to Emmaus. For in so many cases in our lives of faith, we are like those two disciples on the road. When we find them in the story, they are in a time of trouble, a time of sadness, a time of confusion. Their lives are not going as they had imagined they would go. They had found Jesus, a man, as they say, powerful in word and deed before God and before people. And they thought that he was going to be their salvation. They thought that he would put all things right again with the world. And so they excitedly followed him in to Jerusalem. And then things fell apart. Things did not go as the disciples had thought. Jesus is arrested. Jesus is condemned to death. Jesus is put on the cross and he dies. And so Easter day, they leave Jerusalem confused, and they leave Jerusalem sad. Jesus finds them on the road, the risen Jesus, and he asks them what they are talking about. And they share with him what they are talking about, and they say, "Are you the only person in Jerusalem? Are you the only person in the world who doesn't know what has taken place?" And he says, "What has taken place?" And they explain to him what has taken place and why it is that they are so sad and why it is that they are so confused. And Jesus isn't so nice to them. He says, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all of the things that have taken place, that God has predicted and that God has said would take place." People of God, I can't find any two people in Scripture that I relate to more than these two disciples on the road to Emmaus. For it is the case that in our lives, there are things that make us sad. Life does not go as we anticipate that it will go. And there are so many times, there have been so many times in my life where I am deeply saddened by the condition of my own life and by the condition of the world around me. There are times in my life when I am confused, when I wonder, why, God, would you let things go this way or that way? When life takes the wrong kind of turn, when things don't go the way I anticipated they will go. And how many times have I personally felt foolish as Jesus accuses these two disciples? "Oh, how foolish you are." How many times have I said that to myself after making a mistake or taking a wrong step? And how many times have I thought to myself that I am slow of heart? That I am slow of heart to trust in God, slow in heart to believe the things that God has taught me or has put before me to believe. People of God, I can't think of any two people I can relate to better in Scripture than these two disciples. But the good news in this text is that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, he comes to disciples just like us. Disciples who are saddened by the condition of the world. Disciples who are confused by the ways and the turns that life has taken them on. Disciples who are foolish, and those who are slow of heart. The shepherd loves the sheep. On Easter morning, the message that I brought was the message that Jesus sticks around. Right? Out of all of the places that Jesus would have gone or could have gone on Easter morning, he stuck around. He stuck around to meet Mary in the garden and to give her a good word. And Jesus sticks around for these two disciples as well. He walks with them in their sadness. He walks with them in their confusion. He walks with them despite the fact that they are foolish and they are slow of heart. And he spends time with them, leading them, teaching them, explaining to them the scriptures, explaining to them God's ways. There is so much grace in this story for us. For it reminds us and it encourages us that though at times we are sad, that though at times we are confused, that we are foolish and slow of heart, our Good Shepherd is there with us and for us to lead us and to guide us, to further give us understanding and perspective. God does not leave us, nor has he forsaken us. The story of Jesus coming and teaching his disciples, and their reaction to his teaching, that after he breaks the bread and is revealed to them, and they think back on their journey, and they say, "Were not our hearts on fire within us while he was teaching us?" It's a reminder to us, people of God, that part of our lives as Christians is to grow in our understanding, to grow in our knowledge of Christ and God's ways. We gather together for worship, and that is an important part of what it means to be Christians. We gather together for times of fellowship, like game night. Even when there's gambling, your pastor is glad that you're getting together for fellowship. We gather together for mission. We engage together in mission. We serve God's world. But we also gather together for further and deeper understanding. Further and deeper understanding. For that understanding is good. It is good. It heals our sadnesses. It gives us perspective in our times of confusion. And it reminds us that God is with us and loves us, despite our foolishness and despite being slow of heart. So God welcomes us this day. God welcomes us this day to further and deeper understanding, and we do so believing and trusting that God meets us on the road. God meets us on our journeys, wherever it is that we find ourselves. So in gratitude to the God of our salvation, we say, thanks be to God. Amen.